Section 141 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser. Read for LibriVox.org by Stephen Lamb, Leicester, United Kingdom. I imagine that no one will be disposed. I insist upon it. I intend to propose. I know from experience how. I know full well. I know I am treading on thin ice. I know it has been questioned. I know it is said. I know it will be said. I know many reasons why. I know not how else to express. I know not in what direction to look. I know not of my own knowledge. I know not where else to find. I know perfectly well. I know that it is impossible for me to. I know that this is the feeling. I know that what I may say is true. I know there are some who think. I know there is a theory among us. I know too well. I know very well the difference between. I know well it is not for me. I know well the sentiments. I know you are all impatient to hear. I know you will do all in your power. I know you will interpret what I say. I labour under a degree of prejudice. I lately heard it affirmed. I lay it down as a principle. I leave history to judge. I leave it to you. I leave the arduous task. I leave to others to speak. I long to speak a word or two. I look hopefully to. I look in vain. I look with encouragement. I look with inexpressible dread. I look with mingled hope and terror. I make my appeal to. I make no extravagant claim. I make this abrupt acknowledgement. I marvel that, I may add, speaking for my own part, I may be allowed to make one remark. I may be permitted to add. I may confess to you. I may safely appeal. I may say to you calmly. I may seem to have been diffuse. I may take as an instance. I may venture upon a review. I mean by this. I mean moreover. I mean something more than that. I mention it to you to justify. I mention these facts because. I mention this not by way of complaint. I might bring you another such case. I might deny that. I might enter into such detail. I might go further. I might go on indefinitely. I might go on to illustrate. I might, of course, point first. I might reasonably question the justice. I might try to explain. I might venture to claim. I might well have desired. I might well think. I must ask an abrupt question. I must be careful about what I say. I must be contented with. I must be excused if I say. I must bow in reverence. I must call your attention for a moment. I must conclude abruptly. I must confess that I became rather alarmed. I must consider this as. I must crave your indulgence. I must express to you again. I must fairly tell you. I must find some fault with. I must, for want of time, omit. I must here admit. I must lament. I must leave any detailed development. I must mention with praise. I must not allow myself to indulge. I must not for an instant be supposed. I must not overlook. I must now beg to ask. I must pause a moment too. I must proceed. I must qualify the statement. I must remind my hearers of. I must reply to some observations. I must return to the subject. I must say that I am one of those. I must speak plainly. I must suppose, however. I must take occasion to say. I must thank you once more. I must try to describe to you. I myself have boundless faith. I need not assure this brilliant company. I need not dwell. I need not enter into. I need not follow out the application. I need not, I am certain, assure you. I need not say how much I thank you. I need not show how inconsistent. I need not specially recommend to you. I need not wander far in search. I need only to observe. I need say nothing in praise. I need scarcely observe. I need to guard myself right here. I neither affirm nor deny. I next come to the implicit assumption. I note with particular pleasure. I notice it as affording an instance. I noticed incidentally the fact. I now address you on a question. I now come, sir, to the second head. I now have the pleasure of presenting to you. I now pass to the question of. I now proceed to inquire. I now reiterate. I strongly object to the use. I observe, then, in the first place. I only ask a favourable construction of. I only marvel. I only wish you to recognise. I open the all-important question. I ought to give an illustration. I own I cannot help feeling. I particularly allude to. I pass on from that. I pass then to our second division. I pause for a moment to say. I pause to confess once more. I pay tribute to. I personally know that it is so. I pray God I may never. I predict that you will. I prefer a practical view. I presume I shall have to admit. I presume that I shall not be disbelieved. I proceed to another important phase. I profess. I propose briefly to glance at. I propose, therefore, to consider. I protest that I never had any doubt. I purposely have avoided. I question whether. I quite endorse what has been said. I rather look forward to a time. I readily grant. I really cannot think it necessary to. I really do not know. I really thought that you would excuse me. I recall another historical fact. I recognise the high compliment conveyed. I recollect hearing a sagacious remark. I refer especially. I refuse to believe. I regard as an erroneous view. I regard it as a tribute. I regard it as a very great honour. I regret that I am not able to remember. I regret that it is not possible for me. I regret the time limits me. I regret this the less. I rejoice in an occasion like this. I rejoice that events have occurred. I rejoice to think I remark here. End of section 141. This recording is in the public domain.